The district is trying to give kids a rich education, but be COVID safe at the same time, and has been asking families to choose among three options to return to school. Melanie Hadaway, the district's executive director of teaching and learning, says families were asked a question.
Do you want your student to come back to school if school is in session? Or are you really wanting to keep your student home?
The answers shape the schooling options. The default is called blended remote and in-person learning. Kids will start August 20th online or with mailed materials at home until the COVID-19 case numbers in the community go down. Then kids will return to school buildings, elementary kids 5 days a week, and secondary kids every other day. Superintendent Karen Gaborik says it's the option most families took if they didn't enroll in one of the other two.
11,601 who, again, by default, they didn't have to choose it, who want to continue with in-person blended as of the numbers we have from Friday.
The second option is e-learning. Families commit to online instruction for a quarter or semester. That way, a district teacher can schedule class sessions, make assignments, and do the grading. It's like old-fashioned correspondence school, and the district's been doing it for years. But Hadaway says more families chose it this year.
We were at about 1,277 students who had chosen e-learning district-wide.
Students in the e-learning option might switch back to classrooms at a quarter or semester break. The third option is the district's BEST homeschool. BEST stands for Building Educational Success Together. These students withdraw from their assigned school and instead enroll with the district but stay at home with parent-supported instruction. Luke Meinert, Assistant Superintendent for Secondary Instruction, says the number of kids signing up for BEST has doubled.
622 on Friday is the number we had for BEST.
That's about 360 more kids. BEST students would not go back and forth to classes if buildings should reopen. Except for increasing numbers, the BEST program has not been changed by the pandemic. District Chief Operating Officer Andrew DeGraw says he knows in spite of last Friday's deadline, some families are still deciding.
These numbers are constantly changing. Our enrollment projection for this year was 13,281. By the numbers, we're down around 700 students roughly. And the vast majority, that 90-95% of that is at the elementary level.
DeGraw says some of that enrollment drop is parents of kindergartners who have not signed up for school at all. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.